Australia Overnight with Pat Panetta. Now, when I first heard the phrase quietly quitting, a phrase which describes when some people, they decide they don't like their job and they don't have the courage to quit, so they instead choose to quietly quit. They dodge tasks and they avoid work and they sort of take the paycheck while checking out. Can you believe it? It's appalling. It's apparently a thing. There's another thing employees are concerned about, and it's with remote working, and it's called time theft. Now, to explain more, is workplace culture and leadership expert Tammy Tansley joins us on Australia Overnight. Hi there, Tammy.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. Now, that that quietly quitting was a phrase I heard a little while ago, but, I mean, that's just... I mean, have you heard of anything more ridiculous than sort of not having the courage to go find another job and then, you know, just avoiding work and it just puts your whole life on hold?
Look, it's interesting, isn't it? I think the last few years have really made people kind of look at work a little bit differently. And, you know, the quiet quitting has come after the Great Resignation, which you might have heard of, which was the predecessor of that, where people were resigning in droves, really. But, yeah, now people, I think, are just being a little bit more circumspect. And it's not necessarily that they are not doing everything that they need to do, but I think it is that over the last few years in particular, lots of organisations have really had huge expectations of employees, and some employees have had enough of that, if you like, and they're saying, look, I'm just going to do my job, right. But if you expect that I'm going to work 50 or 60 hours a week, I'm probably not going to do that for you
anymore.
So
it's more what the unions call work to rule. You just sort of...
Right. Yeah. The work to rule, you know, when I think about it, it used to be quite sort of... that you wouldn't do anything over and above your 37 and a half hours as it was then. I think quiet quitting is more, look, you know, I'm going to do my job, I'm going to do what's expected of me, but, you know, if you're saying to me work 10, 11 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, and take calls on the weekends, I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah, understood. Okay, I'll soften on that. And even this this time theft, I mean, I'm sounding like a saint.
Okay.
That's where you're sort of exaggerating your hours and maybe making it look like, you know, and we've all, you know, been guilty of that to a degree.
We have all been guilty of that. So but this is interesting. So, you know, having said all of that, and that, you know, that all makes it sound quite reasonable from an employee perspective, what I was talking about in terms of quiet quitting, what has been really interesting over the last few years is there's quite a number of surveys that have shown that COVID has actually increased the amount of unethical behaviour in the workplace. And so we've got quite a number of surveys and research that are showing about a third of people have admitted to doing things like providing false information, saying they're doing things, they're saying they're at work when they're not at work, or falsifying customer records, which is not ideal. Hmm. So...
So why COVID? Why has COVID sort of sparked this sort of behaviour off?
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So, again, a really interesting piece of research that showed that actually when people are really anxious and I'm talking about anxiety, you know, beyond just everyday kind of anxiety, but when they're really anxious about something, that can really generate self-interest. And what this piece of research showed was that COVID really increased anxiety for a number of people. And so they became much more self-interested, much more about, making sure that they were okay and bugger everybody else, if you like.
Tammy,
100%. And so this unethical behaviour kind of spread. So really interesting, huh?
Yeah, that is interesting. You know what? And that's something I observed. So I'm sort of a bit of a contractor these days. I run my own little sort of content business and I come in and, you know, I get a bit of a go on the radio and it's all great. The media has had waves and waves of change. So when I started, you had your job and you never thought you would be fired. I mean, you did your best and everybody felt sort of secure. But then there was a few times where new people come in and all of a sudden – everybody thought, oh, look, it's all over, there's things changing, there's people coming and going. And I observed the switch in the culture then when everybody did exactly what you said. It was self-interest. They were covering up what they were doing. There was this whole sort of ass-covering sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so interesting you say that because I remember thinking, wow, the whole culture here has changed because everyone's nervous about their job. Isn't it better to have people who are comfortable and confident to just do what they're employed to do as opposed to terrified that, something bad's going to happen?
And so, you know, you think about that example and then you apply COVID to it, and that's exactly the same thing, isn't it? People were really worried about, they were worried for their health, they were worried for their families, they were worried about their jobs, they were worried about economy, all sorts of things. And, you know, so from a human perspective, while you'd like to think that people behave properly, the opposite is often true. And, you know, everything that you just described is exactly what people were doing. So I think in a way that then has led to organisations who now have to deal with a whole lot of employees who are working from home, working remotely, saying, well, we know some of this, we've seen some of this unethical behaviour, so what do we do about it? So now they have increased, introduced software, which is software that tries to catch the cheats out, if you like, and tries, it's called tattleware, which is a bit disturbing, right. Tattleware or bossware. And they are basically trying to check that employees are doing the right thing, and whether that's by checking the number of keystrokes and things that are on their computer, or more disturbingly, some have a webcam that takes a screenshot every minute just to check what you're up to.
Yes. Look, I don't know how I feel about that. I guess it's sort of Big Brother watching. I mean, there has to be some trust. I mean, back to my point
there
where
has to be trust.
You have to just be able to, you know, operate in an environment where you can be your best. As soon as you take that away, people act very, very strangely. So, you know, the boss might think that he or she's being clever, but you might be shooting yourself in the foot. And that scenario I described to you before, productivity went down to zero. Nobody did anything because they were frightened to make a decision.
Exactly. And I think that's what we're going to find, is that that's going to be the impact of this sort of software. I think that exactly right, because the message it sends is, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing. I can't see you. I don't trust you. Yeah. And so I'm going to be checking on you. And, you know, there are some really rare circumstances where you do have to actually, you know, for billing and automated billing and that sort of stuff, where that's appropriate, but they are rare.
Yeah.
Most of the time the message is, I can't see you, don't know what you're doing, don't trust you. So, you know, the employee, as you say, absolutely reads that.
Yes.
And productivity goes down, morale goes down, engagement goes down, people leave, and it has the reverse impact of what organisations are trying to do.
We're chatting with Tammy Tansley, workplace culture and leadership expert, about who's watching you at work. And, you know, what you push out, Tammy, is what comes back. You push out trust, it comes back. Push out sort of, you know, a good energy, it's what comes back. And it's how to run a good business. I mean, as I say, you might think that on the surface, you know, almost thinking, oh, that's a good idea. I'm watching, you know, everybody to ensure there's no time theft. But you're just you're going to create a real tangle for yourself.
And what's really interesting, I have always found about these things, is that it's the employees who are doing the right thing that are the ones that get a bit disenfranchised by it. So, you know, the ones that are doing the wrong thing, well, you know, fair enough, you have to expect that. But it's the ones that are going about their business day in, day out, who are then saying, well, why should I have a webcam taking a, you know, screenshot of me every minute? Why should every single thing that I be writing on my laptop be logged? And so it has, as you say, it has the reverse effect of what organisations are actually trying to achieve.
Sort of over-legislating in a way. You see governments doing this. They sort of they meddle too much. You're over-legislating too many rules. You're just slowing everybody down. You know, you're not doing yourself any favours.
And I think you're quite right that, you know, if we go back to basics and say, well, what is it that most people want when they come to work? They want to know what they need to do. They need to have clear expectations, clear boundaries around their role, what they're expected to achieve. They need to have systems that work and enable them to do their job. And then they need trust. They need, exactly as you said, they need a culture where everyone's doing the right thing by each other. People want to come to work. You know, this is not rocket science stuff. This is create a good environment where people want to come to work. They've got the tools to do a good job and they know what they need to do. And then people do the right thing by and large.
And if managers feel they have to sort of put in all this Big Brother stuff, I mean, isn't that a red flag? I mean, they should be doing their job. You know who's not doing their job. Sit them down, have a chat to them.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's your job. You know, as you say, don't punish the good people. As a manager, find where the problems are and go fix it. Don't worry about the camera.
Yeah. Well, that's a discussion for another day, Pat, about how people absolutely will avoid those discussions at all costs, but you're quite right. You know, that's their job. That is absolutely their job.
Yes,
And this is just being a bit, this is lazy doing it like this. And it's you know, I don't think it works. I think it will backfire.
Yeah, we're in furious agreement here, aren't we? We didn't realise we were going to go down this road. I'm saying the same thing over and over again. Well, I didn't realise, I mean, you know, you've sent me this blurb, which is wonderful. I thought we'd get you on the show, but that's really sort of, you know, hit a bit of a nerve with me. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, you want to run a business the right way. Now, but what about this thing in Canada where there was an employee who stole hours and got into trouble. And in fact, also, Tammy, I saw in the news recently there was a, which I think is completely okay.
The mobile phone.
Mobile phone at the mini golf place. The kid's watching the mobile phone for the whole time, and she says, "Well, I'm not going to pay you to do that."
Interesting. So the Canada one. So the employer had some of this software. It was found that the employee had logged more than 50 hours that were not on work-related tasks. And so, you know, it's a bit hard to kind of argue that. And, you know, the employee did try to argue, well, I didn't really understand it, and I was working on hard copies and I was doing various other things. But I think at the end of the day, everyone kind of came to the conclusion that basically she wasn't doing her job. And so she ended up having to pay back quite a lot of money. But yes, the more recent example that you talked about, which is the kid that was caught on CCTV, basically just staring at their phone. And really interesting that, you know, it seemed people were really divided in social media on that. You know, as you've just said, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, I don't pay you to look at your phone. And then other people were saying, well, you know, what else do you do if there's nothing? There's no customers, you've done all the other stuff. What else do you do?
Well, you do exactly what she said. As the boss, she says, well, tidy up and do something else. Don't just sit there and look at your phone.
So it's interesting times, I think. Interesting times as technology is running ahead of us. So, watch this space, I think.
I think we've hit a point where maybe we don't agree, Tammy.
Maybe. Well,
and you know what?
Maybe I think we have.
Maybe I need to look more into the story, but on the surface, I saw the video, I saw the headline, and, you know, maybe I'm making a few assumptions there, but, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, if you're the employee and you're sort of being completely deceptive and, you know, stealing hours and making things up, you know, you shouldn't be there, but also there's a responsibility for the managers and the bosses to run their show correctly as well. So it really is a bit of a dance between two parties.
It really is. It's give and take. And I think the days of being able to, of saying, you know, you're lucky you've got a job, you know, you'll do whatever I say, are gone. But equally, you know, taking the piss is probably out as well. So, you know, it's a two-way street. Do the right thing. Both parties do the right thing. Hopefully everyone lives happily ever after.
Exactly right. And a nice note to finish on there. Thank you for your time. Love having you on the program, Australia Overnight. It is Tammy Tansley is a workplace culture and leadership expert. Thanks for joining us on the show, Tammy.
Thanks, Pat.